It's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Little public service announcement, because we've had a couple incidents in the U.S. in the past few weeks of garbage trucks catching on fire and basically burning up. And the reason, all of these have something in common. They were all from people. One of them happened, by the way, in Rio Bravo, Texas. Which Craig Way says is actually pronounced Rio Bravo.
He's never said that.
It's all due to people throwing away used car batteries, just throwing them in the garbage.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And then they empty them into the truck. Of course, a lot of those trucks have the hydraulic trash compactors, and it ruptures the battery and gets all that stuff everywhere, and it ignites. So you're supposed to take them to the recycling place, you know. You can take them to like a Walmart that has an automotive section, you know, a garage attached to the Walmart, or wherever, you know.
Yeah.
O'Reilly's, AutoZone, all those auto places can take your used car batteries.
And I would say most people, what do you think, 80% people have their batteries replaced by somebody else at a shop.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's probably true. Gosh, it's probably even higher than 80%.
Yeah, I was being conservative with that. It probably is 90 or 95%.
It seems like I always have to do the replace the battery myself, mainly because I can't get the vehicle to the shop to have anyone replace it. So I always buy one and bring it back and then replace it when it won't even take a charge anymore because I let it run down too much.
Man, I don't think I put a new car battery in and since college.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got it. Like, I probably have 4 or 5 used car batteries sitting there right now.
Why?
Part of the junk in the garage?
I just got to load them up and take them to the place. And, of course, I probably won't get the core charge back. That's the thing. You get $10 back for every battery you bring in if you have the original receipt.
No, there is no way. You have the original
There's no way. But yeah, public service, stop burning up our Rio Bravo garbage trucks. A few other little automotive quick hits. How many parking spaces would you say America has?
Wow.
No,
oh, my God.
3.
A billion? I don't know.
No idea what to guess.
We have how many residents?
We have
380 million.
330, I think.
330? 330 million. How many parking spaces do we build for those 330 million people?
338
million is the latest update for our population.
Okay. And,
well, are we talking...
How many cars do we budget per those 338 million?
Two per person.
Yeah, I guess just double that. 800 million.
There's got to be so many more than 800 million parking spaces.
Why would we need more than
think about arenas.
2 parking spaces per...
Because we go to many different places. Everybody just doesn't have one space for their car. You use... During a day, I use 20 different parking spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And are we talking public and private property? If you go to private property, but they've got a big parking spot for their, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, but do people really have parking spaces at their
home? a church property?
Oh, yeah, I think that counts
their business,
as a
okay. Where they shop.
I think it has to have the painted lines to be the parking space.
And the parallel parking spots on a street that don't have painted lines. Does that count?
I don't think that should count because that's just a space you can park.
If it's got a meter, it counts.
Yeah.
Okay. Every parking garage? Think about all the parking garages.
Yeah,
I'm telling
you, billion.
There are billions of parking spaces.
Maybe 2 billion.
Very good. You guys puzzled it out. There are 2 billion parking spaces in America.
Has to be.
2 billion. That's so crazy to me. Because how many cars do you think we have? Now, this I don't have the actual figure of.
That I would have no idea either. How many cars
do we have? We have more cars than people, do you think?
Let's say less.
All right, I would think less, too.
Yeah, it says there are 298 million registered vehicles in the U.S.
Registered. So it's still probably a little bit higher than that, obviously. That's just kind of crazy to me that we have 300 million cars, but we have 2 billion parking spaces for them. I don't know why that short circuits my brain a little bit. Yes, we have multiple parking spaces when you go to a mall or something, but you would think that that would cover that. We just shouldn't have that big a multiple of parking spaces over cars.
But you go to so many different places with your car.
Correct.
Yeah, think of all the places you go where you can't find a parking space.
Each person is not just allotted one parking space in their town.
Correct. Yes, there definitely would be more parking spaces than cars. It's just strange to me that there's that big a multiple.
Why not me?
Because some people are leaving the place that you're going to, so you don't need to add a whole bunch more spaces to cover if everyone goes to that place at one time.
See, it doesn't surprise me because just think when you're driving around, looking around, all you see are parking spaces. They're everywhere.
Right.
And you don't even see the ones in a parking garage, and they're stacked upon each other.
It always seems also to me like there's places either have too many parking spaces or not enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's very few sweet spot places.
Yeah. Right.
It's always like, how do they run this business? They only got 10 parking spaces there in the back of it.
Well, for the malls that are still going, their parking lots look like a wasteland. They used to be full, but I don't need all those spaces now.
And the Wild West of driving is always the parking lot.
Yes.
The parking lot is the craziest, no rules apply place. Yeah.
No patience.
In the automotive world.
Yeah.
Nobody has patience. People just, they drive like idiots. They go down the wrong way.
I hate that.
Those painted stop signs on the ground are just completely ignored.
Yeah.
You'll have the guy who will just cut diagonally across all the painted parking spaces, and you've got to watch out for him because he's so squirrely and behaving in an unpredictable fashion.
They don't look out for pedestrians.
No. Mm-mm. No, and I think that 500 people, it says here, get, is that what it says? Yeah, more than 500 people die every year from parking lot incidents.
Wow.
Die.
Jeez.
And, you know, I have one vehicle that does not have a rear view camera, reverse camera, and I think that's one of the greatest things they ever put on cars.
Yep.
And they say it's prevented a lot of children deaths in particular. These kids are small. You can't see them out of your rearview mirrors. They get into your line of sight. But once, if you can see them in that rearview mirror, it really helps.
Yep.
Have you guys, both of you probably have vehicles that have the beep, the proximity warning?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I like that. I use that a lot.
I don't have that.
That is?
I just got the camera, you know, with the, you just... doesn't beep at you.
Even your new car? Your brand new car?
Yeah.
You don't have the beep in that?
No.
Man.
You should have bought that upgrade.
It got camera, but it got no beep.
You need beep.
They don't even offer it as an upgrade on that car I got.
Mine also has that motion detector that, it, like if you're backing up to a street and
another
car is coming
down.
The
cross traffic. Yeah.
That's really good, too.
Yeah, mine has that, I think.
Okay.
Do you guys have the pre-sense?
What?
This freaked me out when I first got my car.
Free.
So if you're driving along and, you know, you're judging the car in front of you,
mm-hmm.
Well, it's also, the pre-sense is also judging the car in front of you. And if it determines that you have not applied the brakes enough, it will slam on the brakes for you.
That's pre-collision braking, I think is what it's called, okay, or whatever. Yeah, I have to turn that off in my car because mine's way too, it feels too aggressive.
Yeah.
And it, mine feels dangerous because it has locked them up on me before.
Me too.
And like,
wow,
almost caused accidents.
Yes.
But different manufacturers, of course, calibrate them differently, and they're very good. And I think it's a great safety feature, mm-hmm, for particularly now when people don't pay attention. You can be looking down at your phone, and if it's traffic that is a somewhat stop and go, it'll brake for you, so you don't crash into the stupid F-150 right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's some magical stuff that we have there, too.
Cars are amazing these days.
I know. Okay, what about the backup camera? Do you have the, what's it called?
The tracks?
Yeah, it's the guidelines.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly the movable ones, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so magical.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, too.
How it knows that, how automotive Jesus knows, mm-hmm, the exact, and they're very accurate. I've always found them very accurate. Yeah. It's like, I'll be darned, it predicted that I would miss that by half an inch, and I did, backing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. But yeah, one of the cars I have got none of it. Uh-uh.
Hmm.
And you cannot see. It's got tiny side view mirrors, so you really can't see anything back behind you.
Sounds safe.
I know, and you're trying to back up in a hurry because, you know, you only have so much time to get the thing going where it doesn't overheat. You got to get some air on that radiator.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all right. I'm getting it all fixed up.
Uh-huh.
It's going to last forever.
Hey, ticket stock next year, why don't you display your car collection?
Yeah,
why don't
you? A car show? Everybody.
Yeah.
No, nobody's interested in the cars that I have.
You don't know that.
I have, like, a... very non-collectible cars.
Yeah, I just think, though, that we'll be amazed how many you have.
Man, I was watching video last night about Porsches. I would love to someday own a Porsche. I don't think that's going to happen in my lifetime. But for just changing the air filter and spark plugs, they had to take off the whole back end.
Really?
This, I think it was a 911.
What year? Older model?
No, this is a
new one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. And like a Bugatti, which is a really fancy car.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Porsche. It's a Bugatti. This dude said that an oil change on a Bugatti was $3,000 to $4,000.
Oh, my God.
How? Okay. How do people afford these things?
I don't know.
And a set of tires for this thing was $45,000.
No way.
Yeah.
$10,000 plus a tire?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Wow.
I don't get it.
That's amazing.
How are people...
Because all these stupid bougie people are dumb enough to pay it. Oh, yes, it's a very rare tire that's necessary for this vehicle. Blah, blah, blah.
There's advantages to being rich. Yes, there are. Good Lord.
$4,000 for an oil change.
Isn't it crazy to think back? The technology we've seen put in cars, including the safety technology, I remember back when the backseat passengers either didn't have seat belts at all, or they only had the lap belt, which was always a really half-ass seat belt.
Yeah.
The three-point harness was not in the back at all.
Right.
And the middle passenger, you know, it was common to have a three-seater up front. You would either have a bench seat or there would be a middle seat, a fold-up armrest where somebody could sit there. They only had a lap belt.
That's right.
That's what I rode on for the first 3 years of my life.
Yeah.
In a family of five, I was on that armrest.
We used to fight to be able to sit on top of the armrest. Not even sit in the seat. We wanted to sit on top of the armrest.
No belt.
No belt. Uh-uh. No.
Godly.
Yeah, and common back in the day was if there was an airbag, it was a driver's side airbag. There was no... Your passenger,
yeah, you're on your own.
Yeah, you're on your own. It was bring your own airbag for the passenger. All right, little automotive fun.